From the studios of Books in Motion, this is Lori Klein reading Ride the Wind by Lucia St. Clair Robson. Now let's begin with the prologue. 1836 was an uneventful year. In the remote wilds of Texas, a slender, mild-eyed 21-year-old named John Coffey Hayes joined the newly formed Rangers. In February, the U.S. Patent Office burned to the ground. Among the waterlogged papers rescued from the debris were the sketches and specifications on patent number 138, the clever innovation of another 21-year-old, Samuel Colt. The first women crossed the plains in a wagon train that year. A self-taught painter and ethnologist named George Catlin rode thousands of miles desperately recording the faces and folkways of a doomed race, the American Indian. God still owned the real estate between the 98th Meridian and the Rocky Mountains. It was a useless piece of property, dismissed on maps as the Great American Desert. On April 21st, 1836, Sam Houston's ragged army cornered Santa Anna's forces at San Jacinto, drove them into a quagmire, and, ever frugal with their ammunition, clubbed them to death. Texas became a nation bordering the United States at the Sabine River. Refugees from the Mexican War began trudging back from Louisiana to their homes and fields, many of which had been burned by Houston's retreating troops the month before. Among the refugees were members of the Parker clan, their friends and in-laws.